This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We welcome Ted Lina on WBEN this morning, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. Students at St. Joe's are holding a debate this morning on the Buffalo mayoral race. Sean Ryan, James Gardner, and Michael Gaynor will all be there. Ted, good morning. There's a lot of history with your annual debate, and usually these events kind of surround hotly contested campaigns, but this one seems to have cooled a lot since the primary in June. How are the students approaching it?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. And first of all, I would like to thank you and your station for always devoting some time to our annual debate. It's very important to the student body, and it's very much appreciated. The students are very excited about this. The reason we're doing it is there is no incumbent. And although I don't believe it was covered as much as it should have by the media, it is still a very important position because Buffalo represents our entire community. As Buffalo goes, so does our community go. Since there is no incumbent and we have candidates from each major party and an independent, and a number of very significant issues facing our community, this, I feel, is a very important race. And the students have been phenomenal, very energetic and very excited.
Getting the opportunity to, you know, it's kind of amazing, Ted. In a lot of these races that you've done over the years, you're oftentimes the only debate that the candidates take part in.
Yes, that is true. And I think in part it's because of the atmosphere, the questions that are asked, and also the media coverage. The print and broadcast media, every major outlet covers our debate. So it's an opportunity for the candidates to express their views to the general audience. And we have thousands of people, I'm sure, watching this online.
How long have the students been getting ready for this debate today?
We start in late September, and roughly 4 or 5 weeks we're working on this each week, and we had a number of meetings this week. And our last meeting was yesterday. We have like a round table, and we go through every question and what is the order in which we want to ask the questions and which candidate should we ask what question. And then yesterday, for example, I have two other teachers working with me on this. And I said, it feels like I'm missing something. And one of the students immediately brought up a question that I forgot about. And they become so familiar with the issues facing the community. It's really amazing. One of our teachers was an executive with the Buffalo News until 2 years ago. And she's so impressed with how we begin and where we are 4 and 5 weeks later. She's very impressed with the students and their eagerness in their ability to really focus on the main issues.
Well, it's always great to see. You know, Ted, on just a debate in general, can a debate still have the opportunity to swing an election?
I think it can. In regard to this election, obviously I'm not saying that it would. But I think that it can sway an election. And obviously, you know, I've mentioned this before, I believe, on your station. The 60 debate definitely swayed the election towards Kennedy and away from Richard Nixon. Of course, this debate is not that, but I do think issues still matter. The one thing that concerns me, Brian and Susan, is I had my AP students do a survey and asking voters if they can identify who holds current positions and who the candidates are for mayor of Buffalo. Frequently, they have no idea who the representatives are. Yet these are voters, and instead of voting on issues, they're frequently voting on party lines. And that really disappoints me, because the issues have to be front and center in any campaign.
How engaged are students in high school, Ted, in politics, and why is that important?
You wouldn't think, Susan, that they would be that enthusiastic. But by the time I get them as seniors, they're familiar with our debate, and our other teachers talk about this as well. So by the time they're seniors, they're very engaged, and they're much more knowledgeable than you would think. Yesterday, as I was walking through the hall, I don't teach freshmen or sophomores, and younger students were going, tomorrow's debate day, like it's a big deal, which it is. And that really is so, it's so impressive to me that kids in 9th and 10th grade are looking at a debate as if they would a varsity football game on a Saturday afternoon.
That's pretty cool. I'm wondering, because you just mentioned a survey of voters and knowledge about the issues, things like that. And in what you see, just generally with voters, because I kind of feel that there is a voter lull in this. You mentioned the enthusiasm of the people in your class. I think that might be true across the board, where younger people are generally more enthused to go out there. We always heard, you know, younger people don't vote. I feel like in the past 10, 15 years, younger people are very enthused just being able to vote and let their voices heard. Then there might be a lull, like people my age say. You got kids, you got other things going on, and maybe you're not paying as much attention. And then it picks up again as you get older. Is that an actual trend, or maybe just an idea?
No, I think there is definitely truth to that. As people begin their families and their professional careers, and they have other responsibilities, where students do not have those same responsibilities. Although I do have to state that having been working on this for over 40 years, that the enthusiasm and the knowledge level has not waned. I often wonder if it will, but each year these students come into the class and they're looking forward to working on the debate. And I had probably three or four seniors after our last meeting say, you know, Mr. Lina, when I was a freshman and I watched that debate, I wanted to be doing this. And I said, I'm so proud of you. Thank you very much for all your help. And that's what I'm trying to do, is plant seeds. I have so many former students that are in public office. I could rattle off a huge list, attorneys and in law enforcement. And I've kept in touch with so many of them, and I'm proud of all of them. But the most important thing every one of us can do, including those listening this morning, you need to be well-informed, and you need to vote.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope it's a great debate later on, and WBEN will be there to cover it. Thanks,
Ted. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Ted Lina is the debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.